supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, there is a lot of research on exposure therapy. What is it? How does it work?
Well, it's what it sounds like. When someone gets exposed to their fears. Now, it's not that simple, of course, but it's step-by-step approach to something that we're phobic about, we have anxiety about, and they're using it now with children, and anxiety disorders in children are skyrocketing.
How could this approach come into play with this crisis of anxiety we're seeing, especially among children?
Look, the philosophy behind it is this, that make room for your anxiety. Make room for whatever is causing you distress. Don't try to kill it. Don't run away from it. Don't deny it. Just make room for it. And once you've done that, then you know you can tolerate it, that it's not going to break you. So then you can be exposed to the feared object slowly but surely. And we find that this kind of intervention is fairly brief and quite effective. It lasts for a long time because it's putting the treatment in the patient's hands. So the patient has more of a sense of control.
Now, with kids, you know, for parents, it's often hard to navigate their children's anxiety because if the kid has anxiety, then they want to avoid whatever the activity is that gives them anxiety. And for parents, it's often easier to not see the child in distress. So it's like, okay, you don't have to do this. But avoiding the activity seems to make things worse in the long run.
Yes, it does. And I encourage parents, don't try to talk them out of feeling the anxiety because you'll both feel like a failure. What you need to do is help them make room for the anxiety, not be afraid of fear. So many people I treat who have anxiety place the anxiety in the driver's seat of their lives so that if they're afraid of X, they just avoid X. And after they've done that for a while, then they're going to be afraid of X, Y. And then they'll be afraid of the whole alphabet. And what we need to do is deal with X first. Face it. Live with it. Don't put it in the driver's seat. Just make that anxiety a piece of your life. At any given moment, it crops up.
And over time, having that sense of control, like scoring small victories, fighting the anxiety or overcoming it, then also gives us more confidence.
Sure. More confidence in who we are, more confidence in what we can handle. And as important as all of it, Mike, is more confidence in our own resilience. Once we have that, then we don't have to be afraid anymore of getting hurt, of being knocked on our butt, because we know that we're able to face it and to get up again.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure, Mike.